Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're back. I'm your host, Shotgun Spraling, and this is Shotgun Versus, presented by Neon Tommy Sports at neontommy.com. Shotgun Versus is the podcast where sports minds come on here, think they can take me down to one-on-one face-off, only to get beat down, of course. But we'll be discussing the week's hottest topics. Today, we're going to be discussing MLB with Tommy Morris, co-host of KXSC's Monday Morning Sports Talk radio show, Unsportsmanlike Conduct. And we're going to be talking about, you know, this little World Series thing that's going on. Also talk about who should be the MVP in the league. And Barry Bonds shows up at the Giants game, you know. And now he says he wants to be a hitting coach. We'll discuss that all later. Make sure you're checking us out online throughout the week and subscribing to the podcast on iTunes. But first, let's jump into it with my co-host, Andrew Thomas Magny.
You know how to call me ATM. It's just cash.
He's going to break us off with the game of the day and the top stories of the day. What's the game of the day, Cash?
Game of the day, it's got to be Giants 11, Rangers 7 in Game 1 of the World Series. And it wasn't even really that close. The Giants had it after a 6-run fifth inning, put them up 8-2. Cliff Lee, he got rocked. 4 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs, 6 of those earned. Not too high.
7 earned runs by Cliff Lee in this start. In his last 8 postseason starts, or his first 8 postseason starts before this, he'd allowed 9 earned runs total. Amazing.
Yeah, that's not too good of a start. But let's move on to the top stories of the day. First, we got to start out with a tragic one. There's a Notre Dame student dead. It was 20-year-old Declan Sullivan. He was filming football practice from a tower that fell in winds that were gusting up to 51 miles per hour. So a really sad story in Notre Dame.
Yeah, very tragic story there. Sad to hear that. You never want to hear about people dying, especially young people. 21 years old. I mean, just upsetting news.
Yeah,
let's move on.
Really, really too bad. Second story, though, Bonds, he's back. He wants to come back as a hitting coach for the Giants. Is this a good idea, Shotgun? I know we're going to be talking about it earlier, but what are your first thoughts?
Barry Bonds, he's a great hitter. We'll discuss that, and we'll get in a debate with Tommy Morris about that.
Yeah, we'll save that for the verses. But our third story now, the NBA is underway. The Heat get their first win, and surprisingly, the Celtics lose to the Cavs. What'd you see on day one?
The most impressive thing I saw the entire day were the suits by the Los Angeles Clippers rookies. Coming in the 70s-style sports jackets, just baby blue for a couple guys. Al-Farouq Aminu had the bright red, making Clipper Darryl proud, you know, the famous Clipper fan there. I love the suits, not so much caring about the actual basketball.
I like that. You've always been a fashion guy.
It's true, but let's move on to my favorite segment, arrested, dead, suspended, fine. Any arrests today?
Yeah, we actually have two of them. First, convicted sex offender Graham James. He was a junior hockey coach that actually coached former NHL stars such as Theo Fleury. He's now surrendered to police on 9 charges of sexual assault. And also, DaQuinta Jones, the defensive tackle for Arkansas, he was arrested and charged with marijuana possession.
Oh, DaQuinta.
Yeah, can't have it.
We already talked about the unfortunate death at Notre Dame. Any other deaths?
No other ones.
That's good news to hear. How about suspensions?
Yeah, there's actually 4 suspensions. First, Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy, he said he's suspending his star wide receiver Justin Blackmon for 1 game after he was charged with misdemeanor DUI. Also, Kevin Cooper, the senior fullback for Tennessee, he is going to be suspended for next Saturday's game. No reason mentioned there. But Bulgaria, their soccer coach, a 4-year ban is being upheld after he gave his players pills that contained a steroid before one of their matches. And finally, we also have Nebraska linebacker Eric Martin. He's suspended for the next game for a hit that he put on Oklahoma State's Andrew Hudson.
And, you know, Oklahoma State's going to be without Blackmon this week. They got another big game this week. Could be interesting. That could help decide the Big Ten race out. I mean, the Big 12 race, excuse me, out there.
Let's move on to now hired, fired, though. What do you have, Shotgun?
Well, we do have one hiring coming off of a suspension, actually. The Colts punter, Pat McAfee, was suspended after having a DUI twice the legal limit. So the Colts have signed Jeremy Kapanos to replace him for this week for his suspension. The Blue Jays are picking up not Yadier, not Benji, but Jose Molina.
Okay.
Everybody's favorite game, name that Molina. Jose Molina is getting his option picked up for next year. The NBA is firing New York City for the NBA draft next year, and they're going to move it to Newark because Madison Square Garden is going to be doing some renovations. And Chivas USA has fired their coach, Martin Vasquez.
You know, I actually saw him earlier in the year. He was looking a little downtrodden, so move doesn't surprise me.
Exactly.
But that's the rest of today's news. Now let's move on to what everybody's been waiting for. Shotgun versus trying to take down Shotgun today. We'll be on Sportsmanlike Conduct's Tommy Morris. We'll have five MLB topics up for debate, with a point being awarded to whoever presents the better argument. First, how are you feeling?
Feeling like a winner today, Cash.
All right, that's good. Good to hear. Let's start with you then. The bigger loss was, the game one. Was it a bigger loss for the Rangers, or was it a bigger win for the Giants?
I think it's definitely a bigger loss for the Rangers, especially if Cliff Lee's only pitching two games. They got to win both those games. Didn't happen tonight. Cliff Lee did not look good. Big loss for the Rangers.
I think it's a bigger win for the Giants. Let me tell you why. Because this gives them confidence going in. Now they know they can beat Cliff Lee. Even if they don't win the next two games, they can say, you know what, we'll beat Cliff Lee, and we'll win out this series, and they'll win it. I think it's a bigger win for the morale of the Giants.
I don't know. I think it was a bigger loss for the Rangers after they had all that time leading the series against the Yankees. I think it's really a tough loss for the Rangers. Let's move on to question two. Shotgun, we'll start with you this time. Who has the better bullpen in this World Series?
In this bullpen, the bullpen debate, you have to go with the San Francisco Giants. They have one of the best ERAs coming into the postseason as far as the bullpen. Plus, you got Brian Wilson, who was up there in the leading the league in saves. So you got to go with you got to fear the beard.
See, I know this is kind of contradictory because the stats don't really say it, but I think all around the Rangers have better bullpen. Giants rely too much on Brian Wilson. A lot of five-out saves for him. They need to find some other people who can get the job done.
I disagree. I think it's the Giants with the better bullpen. This one's 1-1. Let's move on now to Josh Hamilton and Carlos Gonzalez. They were named the most outstanding players this season by their peers, but should they also be MVP?
I would say not. I would say Miguel Cabrera should get it in the American League. He's top five in all three of the triple crown categories, so that's pretty good. And I think Joey Votto should get it in the National League. Guy had a great year.
I had to disagree. I mean, these two guys, Cargo, he does have some interesting splits as far as home and away, but his numbers were incredible. And Josh Hamilton, if he wouldn't have been hurt for the last month, he would have been leading Miguel Cabrera in all those categories. He was just on fire throughout the season. Some of the splits he put up for the summer months were just ridiculous.
Yeah, I think Hamilton and Gonzalez were pretty dang good this year. I'll give them the MVP as well, 2-1 Shotgun. Now let's move on to our fourth question. Is it a good idea for Barry Bonds to be a hitting coach, Shotgun?
I mean, we talked about it, and I'm going to say yes, because Barry Bonds is one, whether he did steroids or not, he is one of the most, he is the elite hitter of this generation. You cannot get a ball past him, and he has great plate discipline. I think he can really teach some guys some great things.
See, I don't think he's a great teacher. I think he's very selfish, which is why I think he'd be a terrible hitting coach. He would do this just for him, just to get back in the thick of things. I think it's a terrible move. I hate when he smiles on TV, though. It looks very fake.
I don't like that smile either. And plus, I just don't think bringing Barry Bonds back can be that good of an idea. I mean, it's just the face of the steroid era back on the field. I don't want to see it. 2-2 at this point. Fifth and final question. Who is the more important Wilson in the World Series, Tommy? Is it CJ or is it Brian?
Yeah, it's got to be Brian. As alluded to earlier, the Giants bullpen is basically Brian Wilson. That's what they rely on. They rely on him for more than one inning most times. If they're going to win four games, he's going to be pitching on all four of them.
I'm going to have to tell you why you're wrong. C.J. Wilson has to come in, step in, and win a game for the Rangers now that Cliff Lee has lost. They need somebody to come in and show the way. The Rangers have not been in the postseason, this deep in the postseason, ever. They need somebody to be that stopper and, stop the bleeding, let them know that they can get back in the series. Got to be C.J. Wilson.
No, I think it's got to be Brian Wilson. I mean, come on, he's going to be there every day for the Giants if they need him. An upset here in the Shotgun. I don't even know what studio this is. Neon Tommy, I guess. We might have to name this room after Shotgun, but not today. It's Tommy. What is your ponderance of the day?
My ponderance of the day is going to be College Game Day is coming to USC. I want all the students to come up with creative signs. Here's my idea. I'm not going to be there. Someone's got to do it. Somebody hold up a duck. Get two buddies. Another one's going to hold up one of those old Nintendo guns. Another one is going to have like a laser or some kind of bullet. Have the duck on one side, gun on the other side. Do a laser, run across, hit the duck, have him go down, then have a USC sign go up. Be awesome.
Way too complicated. I'm actually regretting my decision already. No way that ever works. Shotgun, sign us off.
That's going to be it for today. Thanks for Tommy Morris for stealing a victory from me. I don't know how that happened. I think Cash is, just a little too excited for game day coming up. But thanks for listening. Thanks to Cash. Thanks to Tommy Morris for being here. That's the Shotgun Versus podcast presented by Neon Tommy Sports at neontommy.com. We're going to be back tomorrow to talk a little NBA season open. Does anybody care? We'll find out. So make sure to subscribe on iTunes or hit us up on Neon Tommy. Peace.